Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 46, The Escape. The place is Room 1170 on an island on the planet Artonia. It is a facility that an insane doctor built. He wrought experiments on people trying to create super soldiers to fight the encompassing evil of the darkness being spewed from a dark rift in space. The people are Barrier, Carol, the light of a dead warrior, and Degra, the personality of the computer. Barrier is a warrior that shines a solid light that can form very strong shields. Carol is a soldier of the Unified Artonian Army. The light is of a warrior that was experimented upon by Dr. Ibrahim. And Degra is a soul that was trapped in Dr. Ibrahim's computer. The situation is that Barrier and Carol are surrounded by a horde of the Dark Ones and a group of the possessed soldiers. The evil awaits just outside the door to Room 1170. They will not enter.
Barrier, is that light alive?
The light is a warrior that Ibrahim violated and murdered.
I'm sorry for the warrior, but we've got to do something. And I think I have an idea.
Let's do it.
You haven't heard it.
Since I don't have any ideas, I think we should go with yours.
Dr. Ibrahim had a few methods of escape in place, just in case the need arose. One method was a submarine. It is still in place.
Where is it, and how do we get to it?
I can lead the way to it, but getting there is going to be a problem. The darkers are waiting just outside the door.
Power comes back on in the small room.
The defenses have been released. I have come to warn you. Shava!
The power is waning. Degra is struggling because there is nearly nothing left.
Oh my. Shava?
What is Shava?
Dr. Ibrahim was working on ways to fight the Dark Ones. One of the ways was with soulless beasts. Soulless beasts that could not be possessed. The beasts were called Shava. He told the governments of Artonia that the genetic experiments were completely on the Shava. Whenever any questions on his experiments arose, he shunted them by saying he only experimented on beasts. Those beasts have now been released.
If they will fight against the Dark Ones, then that is a good thing.
Dr. Ibrahim could never get them to fight just the Dark Ones. They were uncontrollable and would fight everything. They would even fight each other.
Wild snarls and growls are heard in the distance. The sounds rise. There are explosions and screams. The sounds get closer and closer. Then, through the darkness outside the room, the ruckus is directly heard.
Nothing will stop the shower from entering this room and slaying us.
Fear and hopelessness rises. This could be the end for them. It is a meaningless end that no one will remember.
I can help here.
The light of the dead warrior encompasses Barrier and Carol. It is warm and calm. There is a feeling of safety that Barrier has not felt since coming to this reality. Barrier and Carol feel themselves moving or being moved. A few minutes later, the light removes itself. With astonishment, Barrier and Carol look around to see that they are in the submarine, that they are in a submarine launch bay. There is a small purple submarine a few feet to their left in a pool of water.
My light was like yours, Barrier. It was not a hard shield, but it was a masking one, a protective one. Thank you. Thank you for my freedom.
The light fades, and then the voice is gone.
Goodbye. And thank you.
There is no answer. Barrier knows that the spirit is gone home. It is gone to finally rest.
She seems so sad, but now she is happy. I hope there is a happy ending for us also. I guess the first thing we need now is light. We cannot see how to get anything working.
Barrier begins to glow.
Is that better?
Carol smiles, and the two head to the submarine.
Do you know how to operate one of these?
Yes, I was trained in the military on one.
Power is going to be a problem again.
We have power. The batteries have not been drained. We have enough power to get to... Where will we go?
We have to go to the Warrior City.
The Warrior City? I was thinking of going to Miraza first.
Miraza? That is the land of the dragons.
Dragons? There are no dragons here anymore.
What happened to the dragons?
They're just gone. Miraza is now the center of the military. It is the place from which we Atonians united to face the Dark Ones.
Carol and Barrier turn to their right, startled. They see a faint light appear, pulsing there. The light then forms a very faint...
Daigra! Stop traveling, you two, and get yourselves out of here!
Where is the steering station for the sub?
Daigra points to a console, and Carol quickly moves to it.
Where is steering? I thought you knew how to operate one of these. I thought you were trained on one.
I trained on a simulator, and it was for a different model. This seems to be a Dr. Ibrahim special.
Carol looks frustrated as she works the controls. The lights come on as the ship is powered.
Here we go.
Nothing happens.
Daigra, what are these? The first two are built-in defenses, and the third one is to release the clamps.
The release for the clamps? How much training did you say you had on this?
Enough.
Carol shoots an angry glare at Barrier as she brings up a diagram of the ship showing the location of the clamps. The clamps are all red. She then releases the clamps, but still nothing happens. Carol hits the console.
Now what?
The sub clamps itself to the station, and the station clamps itself to the sub. Those clamps are also shown on the diagram. The released clamps are now blue.
Ah! 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 Ah!
cries and footsteps are heard. The Dark Ones and the Possessed Ones are headed this way. Time is short.
What do we do? There is no energy to get the clamps to release.
I'll go out and break the clamps, but I'll need a torch or a gun.
The ship does have guns aboard. They are in the compartment over there.
Barrier runs over to the compartment. There are two guns there. He grabs one, and without saying a word, he rushes out the door. Ah! The noise is getting closer and closer.
They're coming fast. I've got to hurry.
He dives into the water and swims down to the first clamp. It is so dark in the water that he has to glow to see anything. But he is able to reach the clamp. He pulls out the gun and fires. Nothing happens. He then notices that the gun is drained. He can't believe it, but there is no time for disbelief. He swims up and pulls himself out of the water. Before he can stand, he sees the red eyes of the Dark Ones. They are followed closely by the crazed eyes of the Possessed. Barrier is out of time. He runs back onto the submarine.
They're here, and the gun is drained.
Barrier runs over to the other gun and sees that it has a couple of shots left in it. But it is too late for another swim.
Defenses!
Kara presses the first button she asked Dagger about. A shield pops up around the sub. The Dark Ones reach the sub. They begin swarming around it.
There are so many. They will have the shield drained in no time. And that doesn't help.
Somehow, the weapons of the Possessed soldiers are still working.
Thank you for your statement of the obvious. We've got to get something fast. We've got to do something. Another couple hits like that, and the shields will go down.
Can we transfer energy from the ship to the station?
No, but there is one last source of power that could work. Myself.
No, there has got to be another way.
There is not.
Dagger screams as she begins to fade. The clamps on the diagram all turn blue.
The shields are down.
Dive!
The Dark Ones are following, and without shields, we are still going to be gotten.
And there may be more in the water. They were coming to this island through the water.
We're not going to last long.
Defenses! What does the last button do?
Carol presses it. A cloaking light comes around the ship, and a display comes on, confirming the matter. Carol is bursting with relief and joy.
They can't see us! They can't see us! We're going to escape! We're going to make it!
She looks over to Barrier and sees that he is not smiling. In fact, he looks sad.
What's wrong? We're going to make it! Why aren't you happy?
I just wonder. How was this defense developed?
Next time, the unexpected.